This is MobileView's Mini Podcast 43. I'm Todd Agosor, my good friend Paul Lawler.
This is MobileView's Mini Podcast 43. I'm Todd Agosor, my good friend Paul Lawler.
And we are testing the Mahono wireless lav mic. And I've got a standalone sound recorder, kind of a backup. We'll see how it works. The lav mics are pinned to our pockets. Buckets. The standalone mic is sitting on the table, and we're going to eat and talk at the same time.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So the reason I asked Paul to talk with, to have lunch with me and talk to me is we've got a total solar eclipse, not for us, but in some parts of the country, it's coming up in April 8th, and we're only going to see 17% eclipse?
Yeah, technically 17%. You won't actually notice anything.
Really? You won't even get a little dim?
No.
Well, that's disappointing. So birds won't get confused or anything
no.
fun like that.
You won't even know it's happening without binoculars or eclipse glasses or a telescope.
And after you showed me the eclipse thing, I looked up a little more. So the eclipse is going to be maximum for Honolulu. At least 7:13 a.m.
Correct.
17.7% obscuration. I didn't know that was a word. Obscuration.
Yep.
And you were telling me it's not even going to, like, it's not even going to be much about the horizon.
Well, so the sun rises at about 6:15 a.m.
Okay.
And it travels 15 degrees an hour. So if you held out your fist and put the bottom of your fist on the horizon, it would be about where the top of your fist is. So very low on the horizon. If there's clouds, they're likely to be in that area.
And if you live in a valley like me, you'll see nothing.
Right.
So I'll see nothing. Well, that kind of takes the fun out of it. So is there going to be anything going on in the community, like at Bishop Museum for the diehards?
I'm sure Bishop Museum will have probably, they usually have a live feed from the mainland.
Ah.
Because this eclipse is one of the best ones in one of the best ones in the century, actually, for the mainland United States. It actually goes all the way from Mexico through Texas, across Ohio, Indiana, up to across Buffalo, across upstate New York, through Vermont, Maine, New Hampshire, Montreal, all the way up to Nova Scotia.
The last one that I remember, again, we didn't see much of it here, was 2017, mm-hmm. I think. And I didn't see it, but my daughter was, I think she just started grad school in Oregon.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, the campus had a big event, that seats out in the Great Lawn and things like that. And I watched it on a webcam, so I could see it getting darker and darker. So it was pretty close to pitch black.
Yeah, I mean, stars come out, birds nest.
So there's no point in Hawaii if anybody gets set up with a camera.
I mean, some diehards will, but I
not you. You're
I
a diehard.
I know people who will, but
but not you.
I am not one of them,
which is unusual to me. I thought for sure you'd be one of them.
It's not unusual that given that it's 7:17 a.m.
No, look at it.
I hesitate to mention it, but there are some great conspiracy theories.
Oh, my. Most of them are totally false. For example, there's one that says it's going to pass over 9 towns named Nineveh.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Which is actually not true. It passes over only 3 towns named Nineveh.
It is interesting.
But it passes over 3 towns with a name Smallville or something else, too, right? It's just not that unusual.
Especially given its path over land.
Given its path, right, where it's crossing the heartland of the U.S., I'm sure it's, I haven't counted, but I'm sure there are Brownsvilles or Centervilles or something like that that is going to pass over as well, multiple iterations.
It doesn't affect the eclipse path or not affected by the eclipse. Did you know there are 3 Honolulus in the United States?
No.
Yes.
Where are the other 2?
There is 1 Honolulu in Alaska, mm-hmm. and there's 1 Honolulu in North Carolina.
Okay.
And I know this because I was trying to set up a flight one day. And you know, I forget where I was going. It was Honolulu to something Honolulu. And it said it was like a 500-mile flight. I said, no, that's impossible. You know? Except Pinner Island. And so I looked it up, and it was routing me to someplace in North Carolina.
Okay.
Which apparently had like a small little, not even a municipal airport, you know, like a landing field. But anyway. And the one in Alaska, I'm not even sure there are people there. I think it's an aspirational name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one cold day decided, it would be nice to be in Honolulu. And I said, well, why would the name be Honolulu?
Yeah, it's interesting, I guess, from a historical perspective. All the things that are in the Western U.S. that have actual Native American names, but were given extra names by Lewis and Clark,
right,
or somebody who wanted to impress President McKinley, or
right. Well, yeah, they renamed Mount McKinley in Alaska to Denali.
Well, it was Denali.
It was Denali. it got
renamed Mount McKinley, and now it's back again.
But what?
But
okay. So the other thing. Okay, so I'm really disappointed.
Well, before we leave Eclipse as a topic,
yeah.
If you do intend to view it,
yeah,
using a camera or binoculars or a telescope or even just your eyeballs,
yeah, which seems like a bad
you
idea.
You need to have some kind of protection because it's only safe to view with your naked eye at full totality when there's just a ring. The corona ring.
Right, which will never happen.
Even a couple of seconds before or after is unsafe. And there are people, even astronomers, who have been viewing it and looked a little bit too long.
Oh, no.
And damaged their eyes. So wow. It's really easy to damage your eyes, number one. Number two, you've got to make sure that the protection that you have is in front of the foremost lens. If you try to put the filter in the back lens where your eye is,
right,
all that concentrated light is going to come down and burn the filter and then your eyeball.
How do you not yet?
This all sounds very bad, especially to someone like one of his degrees in human color vision.
Having said that, with the sun so low on the horizon,
yeah,
it would be like taking a picture of the sunset. So
lots of atmosphere.
You can probably use your phone without any damage. I'm not promising there will be no damage. I'm not an attorney, and this does not constitute legal advice.
Can you try
at your own risk.
And I would be willing to risk my phone with it that way. Because again, you could take a picture of the sunset, right?
Yeah.
Which is full sun. So.
Yeah. True. Well, okay. Now that you've disappointed me.
Also, the world is probably not going to end.
Oh, it already ended. I forget the exact date, but 2008, when the Large Hadron Collider was turned on. Right, the universe ended at that point. This is a recreation.
Okay.
I'd like it to be recreated again, so I'm thinner and taller and, you know, younger.
Oh.
I'd be appreciative of it. Next thing, you brought me another of your 3D printouts. This is more or less a replica of the artist for Dr.
No, it's a replica of a police box.
Ah.
No registered trademarks involved.
That's right. That looks like the TARDIS. From the outside. I look inside. Doesn't look like the TARDIS inside, so no copyright infringement on the inside. More the outside. Well, you told me this printed in one piece? I still don't get it. It's pretty, I'll post a photo of it. It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, the polylactic acid or PLA filament is somewhat flexible. So it prints in one piece and then you fold the joints together. So the three sides fold in and then the bottom and top fold over and there's little tabs that go in to hold it in one place.
And is that the name of
it? Yeah, that's the name of it.
Tab 365. Which reminds me of Doctor Who starts May?
Mm-hmm.
Season 14 or Series 14?
In.
And apparently worldwide simultaneously.
Is this the one with the temporary David Tennant?
No, I think it's with Judy, the new Doctor Who.
Okay.
So, looking forward to that because I've been disappointed by the last two iterations of Doctor Who. And I don't blame the actors, but I blame the writers.
Yeah, no.
I thought the actors were just great.
The writers and the showrunners, because they wait so long in between episodes.
Yeah.
That you don't, it's hard to follow the plot. People lose interest.
Let's be just a little bit of body for me. I don't have the time.
like very few of our fan favorite villains in the last two iterations of the Doctor.
Right.
We should look forward to that here in the U.S. on Disney.
I haven't really loved the Doctor since David Tennant, so.
Really?
Yeah. Like Matt Smith? It was okay.
I enjoyed that.
I mean, he was better than Sylvester McCoy, but.
Sylvester McCoy was the sixth Doctor? No. Baker, David, was it? No.
Second, right?
Second? Oh, you're right. He was after, yeah. Number two. I didn't like the outfit.
After the Quaker Oats.
Yeah, I didn't like McCoy's Doctor's outfit.
Selecting it. Great.
So what else have you up to, aside from 3D printing?
Got a lot.
Well,
I keep threatening to retire like you did, but...
Well, I didn't threaten. I set a date 3 years in advance, and I kept the promise.
Please.
I don't have a countdown clock running yet.
It's good to have a countdown clock. It really gives you incentive to get stuff done. Well, in any case, I think this is a good test of both the, I want to say Manoa, but it's Maono, A-A-O-N-A, Ravelier mic, and the standalone voice recorder. And we will see how this turns out after I get it back home. And
it's interesting to look at things like this, like you see M-A-O-N-O, and how do you pronounce it? It's like anchor. Which is not really pronounced anchor.
wait, how do you pronounce anchor? A-N-K-E-R.
I mean, we pronounce it anchor, but the actual Chinese is more like on cheer.
Really?
Yeah.
I never thought of that.
And some companies with the same name are actually spelled like A-N-C-H-E-R.
Right. All right. Welcome to this mini podcast 43. Thank you, Paul.
Okay.
Just that.
Okay.
Nothing is better.